The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because
I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three.
All right, we'll have to go through this quickly here. We know yesterday the Bears fired Shane Waldron. Today they made another move. No, it's not to bench Caleb Williams, although apparently some veteran players want that. We discussed that yesterday. We will see. But today they released veteran guard Nate Davis.
I'll be on the phone.
Listen, nobody knows who Nate Davis is, and it's not the matter of whether Nate Davis is good or not. Here's the deal. They signed him as a free agent a year and a half ago. He was not on the injury report all of last week. They tried to trade him. Then all of a sudden, he had a back issue, and he was ruled out on game day. And he was ruled out and sent home because Matt Eberflus, the head coach, said, quote, "We don't want a guy standing on 2 feet with a back issue," whatever that means. He played in 13 games in two seasons. First two games this year, was benched and replaced, was a healthy scratch against Jacksonville, Washington, even though there was injuries. Former third-round pick, started his career in Tennessee, obviously did not work out. He's still young enough, 28 years old. But he's not going to get claimed on waivers. Nobody wants a sourpuss on their team, and certainly when you got to pay him. So he'll be a free agent. He'll clear waivers. Maybe he'll catch on a practice squad with somebody else, and maybe he'll reclaim his career. But the problems with the Chicago Bears, who everybody was in love with all offseason, oh, they're going to definitely be a playoff team. They're going to contend for a Super Bowl. Oh, they've got Caleb Williams. They've got all the answers. Look at what they've added. DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, this, that, the other thing. Oh, the Bears are awesome. The Bears are great. The Bears are this. The Bears are that.
Gosh, you can't act right. You're right once a year, and you got to rub it in everyone's face.
I was optimistic about the Bears, but anointing them as Super Bowl contenders.
I'm trying to think back to when we did our division, our preview show.
Yeah, I think we both picked the Bears to make the playoffs.
I think I picked the Packers. I think I picked Chicago to finish last.
I think I picked the Packers as well. I would have to double check that. But I did. I think I picked the Bears to make the playoffs. So, it is disappointing. Again, I thought they would be better than they are.
Well,
it looked like they were getting better before the Washington game.
Caleb has been underwhelming all year.
Why is that? Because of Shane Waldron, right?
It's what they're asking him to do, though. Like, if you were to put Jaden in Chicago, I don't think Jaden would have the same amount of success either.
Maybe not. I don't know. All right, so I wanted to get, obviously, with that. One thing that we have not touched on that I mentioned, and we'll have to do it quick, I was watching, I don't know why, the Sixers and the Knicks last night.
I don't know why, because it was good basketball.
Watching video on Twitter about the Celtics home court. These home courts and these NBA, I understand they want it to look different. I got it. They are hideous. They are awful to watch. You love the NBA. You probably think the league can do no wrong. Do you enjoy watching games on these awful, hideous courts?
No, it's not. It's just, it's not. It makes it difficult to watch, if I'm being honest. It's distracting.
Yeah.
But I don't pay attention to it. It doesn't bother me. I don't care as much as you do. I'm not going to cry about it.
Okay.
What I'm going to cry about is how my beloved Wizards are on a 5-game losing streak after showing so much promise.
Yeah.
against Golden State the other night when they were here. They played really well against Golden State, and they've stunk. Alperen Sengun took Alex Starr to the woodshed the other night.
They were feisty and plucky in the second half against Houston. I watched a bunch of that.
But it wasn't enough. He struggled defensively. Body's just not physically mature enough for a guy like Sengun.
I mean, Sengun's a household name. I mean, everybody knows who that is, right? I mean, you know.
Baby Joker? You don't know Alperen Sengun? Are you joking? No,
nobody knows who that is. All right, coming up next.
Somebody calling. Craig Hoffman would slap you.
He can slap me all he wants. He's wrong all the time.
Clean up now, clean.
I obviously, no one would slap each other around here.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.